Hello, it's me, Jack, from the Slick Realms, your host. We have our community manager.
Darcy from the Slush Realm.
And we have our news anchor.
Hey, I'm Fiona from the Dotty Realm.
And today, we will be doing a basic overview of Beanie Boo magic. Magic as a concept within the Beanie Boo realms is vastly different to magic as it's envisioned within the human realms, as well as how it is in other realms that include magic. It acts as a force of nature and is similar to one of the laws of physics. It applies to everything within the universe and correlates to everything and controls and affects everything within that universe. It is broken down into many major types, but we can break it down into its most basic types from these different divisions. Some of these divisions, obviously, that are broken down into are different types of magic, like offensive magic, different types of those, but they're at the very core of it are the different magic types, or different energies. We can start at the very top of this tree, which is time magic. Time magic is the force that emanates off the great surface of time. It's similar to light magic, but different, because instead of how light magic functions, just to really quickly break down how magic functions with the Beanieverse, they represent tiny parts of energy. Each individual particle of energy is about 10 times as small as an atom within the human realms and within the Beanie Boo realms. And they each have different directions they spin and different properties that apply to them. Now, the time-specific form of energy, each particle, spins. And it's very unique because it also doesn't really have a charge like many other ones. Which is very unique among many of the other energies, but it spins, because the great certain of time rotating around the universe causes the universe to spin, and any particle that can spin can also go with that, meaning that it's not truly affected by time, or can be affected by time in various different ways. This property makes time magic extremely powerful, but extremely hard to control. Again, a very major gross oversimplification of time magic, but another one as well. To utilize magic, you need to calculate a lot of very complicated formulas, which means the spinning magic that is very hard to collect because it's very uncommon as well, because it's mostly correlated around the Great Seven of Time, meaning around the borders of reality, so parts of it found within the core areas have to be created or found within a person naturally, which obviously requires a talent from birth to some degree, but it can be learned with extreme difficulty, but for most people it's just not truly possible. But even so, utilizing the magic, even if you possess an affinity or are capable of using it, is it near impossible or very hard to use at an effective scale. As calculating the trajectory of these spinning particles and altering it, depending on how you want to utilize the magic, is near impossible and takes hundreds of years of use, which is why some of the most powerful uses of it, or most powerful users more accurately, use very limited uses. The arguably most powerful living user currently is Eldune. Eldune's most common, predominantly noticeable use is utilizing it in their eyes to allow them to predict the future a mere couple seconds, which allows them to deflect every attack, and then they use it to slow down as it's intercepting a blow and then deflect it, meaning they can deflect pretty much any blow that comes their way and predict it. But again, if you think about this magic, which is capable of making the entirety of reality move, it's very limited uses. Now, some of the more powerful uses are capable of destroying people's body because of the intense power required of using it, and the difficulty of drawing it out can actually destroy limbs if used incorrectly or too much. But some of the more powerful uses are abilities that allow you to speed things up massively, reaching near the speed of light or reaching speed of light itself, or some attacks that allow people to heal injuries by reversing them in time, leaving no scar. Obviously, healing magic is its own category, but reverse healing utilizing time magic means you don't have to worry about any injuries that might deal poison damage or anything that might infect them, meaning there is pretty much no way to avoid the healing unless you use something that is capable of overcoming time, which we can get into later. Now, this magic is exceptionally rare, but one of the more powerful ones. Now, obviously, connecting from time magic divulges destruction magic as the god of time, or the great serpent of time, created the gods of destruction and chaos. So these elements are partially intertwined, but they're mostly separate. Destruction magic is extremely powerful because anything it comes in contact with will explode, as well as the energy, meaning it's similar to antimatter, except obviously it can be utilized in very different ways. For example, it can be utilized to gain massive amounts of speed, but of course this magic is even rarer, arguably, than time magic, as it can only be utilized by very few people. People either blessed by the god Destructo, Destructo himself, or anyone related to Destructo. Now, predominant uses obviously include magics that can destroy stuff, but they can also include magics that are capable of destroying DNA by compressing the magic, being able to split atoms, or one of the more predominant techniques, splitting atoms on a scale by performing thousands of attacks from multiple directions, allowing the users to split apart buildings on the molecular level, not even leaving dust. Now, again, there are very, very many uses because this user obviously is very, very experienced, so they have many, many capabilities, but it is just one of the most powerful things, of course, in the universe. And if you're going to talk about the most powerful utilization of this, it would probably be the destruction of the black hole that was about half the universe, or the splitting of the Beating Blue core universe in half. Obviously, these feats were only partially capable of using the strength of Destructo, but again, not much is known about it because it's mostly used by Destructo and other people that are capable of using utilizing it, at least at a high level, or a level that is noticeable, is obviously Destructo, Slick, and Meadow. Those are the only major other people that can utilize it, because Meadow obviously received Destructo's blessing during the events when Destructo and Nova fought across the Beating Blue realms. And again, this is a very powerful magic, and some of the artifacts that have been created from its magic, we can get into artifacts more later, are regarded as some of the most powerful, but it has really one direct counter, obviously primordial creation magic, wielded by the god Nova. Now, while primordial destruction magic explodes anything it comes in contact, primordial creation magic forces anything it comes in contact to glue together. It's like a sort of super gravity, pretty much. So anything it comes in contact will be instantly gravitationally connected together and will be repaired to some degree. Meaning you can achieve extreme manipulation by injecting it into other things. You can control that force to control various objects, heal wounds by controlling all the energies in your body, and to manipulate non-solid objects or compress things enough to create black holes, as seen when Nova attacked Destructo by compressing a black hole about one half of the universe around Destructo, which was very effective against Destructo, but obviously Destructo was able to break out. Now again, even less people are capable of using this magic because controlling those waves without crushing your own body is near impossible. The only reason primordial destruction magic is utilizable in this way is because their magic already functions in this way, or similar to it, obviously quite different, but similar, whereas creation magic and primordial creation magic function vastly differently. While they achieve the same effect, the method is vastly different. We can also talk about some of the uses and the uses. Some of the most powerful techniques behind primordial creation magic are, of course, healing people from mortal wounds. Some people have been cut in half and then been able to be healed without a scar, fusing planets together, creating black holes and things like that. But they've also been able to dismantle some of the Destructo attacks and turn them into creation magic and revert them, and also being capable of just freezing magic in place by utilizing primordial creation magic. It's very capable of controlling many things and dealing a lot of damage, even though it may not appear like that on first glance. It is very, very powerful, similar to primordial destruction magic. The final magic we'll be talking about is Equinox magic. Equinox magic is a fusion between primordial destruction magic and creation magic that is often formed during battles between Nova and Destructo, and can be utilized in many artifacts, though the magic itself is probably the second rarest magic, obviously second only to Nyx magic or Void magic, because obviously we can get into that later. It's very complicated and we can get into that later when we have stopped talking about primordial magics. Arguably it is one, but it's just separate, pretty much. Some of the things that are known about it is a fusion. It creates gravitational waves if they push outwards and dissolve things. So it creates massive explosions based on gravitational waves, pretty much creating inverse black holes wherever it is utilized, allowing it to create far more destructive impacts than primordial destruction magic, and create far more defense than primordial creation magic. Some of the feats we can see are often utilized by artifacts. The most powerful artifact is a divine artifact called the Equinox. It was forged when Nova and Destructo utilized all their power and focused it into one point. They focused it into a singular sun and compressed it down to the size of about a cabbage. And it was focused all the power of about 70 suns consecutively having supernovas into this one point. And some of its examples are just being capable of tearing apart the forces of reality to create wormholes in space and time, being able to dismantle characters such as or equal to Meadow's power level. For example, they were able to tear apart a previous leader of the Slick tribe, obviously when they weren't united, but this person was clearly on the path to uniting all of them, and was arguably as strong or stronger than Meadow in some ways. And the utilization of this artifact, even just without directly in any direction, the artifact was slightly open for a 1,000th of a second, and their arm was instantly blown apart, despite being demonstrated that they were able to withstand attacks similar to Luvi's modern day attacks. Obviously Luvi, in terms of attack power, is far weaker than most other Luvis that have been created, but obviously Luvi's a lot faster than most of them, but they were able to survive this with only receiving some pretty severe, all things considered, but nowhere near to the degree of an arm loss, and they were able to pull through that. But the release of this technique also prevented all magic from functioning on it, as it appears that it is capable of repelling pretty much every magic apart from primordial magic. And even primordial magic struggles with it. And again, we can get into this a lot later when we talk about magic in more depth, but it is probably the second most powerful magic, but it is the rarest, or second rarest probably again, magic out there. Now I will go on to our news anchor.
Hi, it's me, Fiona, from the Dotty Realm again, giving you all the latest news from the Beanie Boo universe. The undersea volcano that we reported last week as erupting is now contracting, and it's causing the magic to flow inwards and the ravine to close. Because of this, the magic in the area is reducing, and we believe that it will soon be safe to re-enter the area. But please do wait for official reports before you go back into the area and visit the undersea rift. In a continuation of the siege on the Dengla front, the nearly 70 million strong army that we reported last week is currently being unable to penetrate the fortress. And it was revealed that the Denglers had three layers of trenches reaching into the molten bedrock and multiple sky shields preventing any aerial assaults, while the super weapons were therefore ineffective. It is currently being demonstrated that this army will take quite a while if it ever does manage to penetrate the fortress. That's all the breaking news from me, Fiona, from the Dotty Realm. Over to our community manager, Darcy, for any questions.
Thanks, Fiona.
Do you have any questions from the fans?
Let me check. Our male has no questions, but I myself have a question for you. What exactly in relation to our universe is the Beanie Boo Lore universe?
Well, it's a very good question, but it's pretty much at the center of an infinite series of universes. Now, the Great Seven of Time started at the Beanie Boo universe, right? Because that's where it originated from, where it was created, because that's where Nyx was, right? But it goes out in a pattern, and essentially every universe is like a cog, and as it moves throughout the universes, it spins each universe and creates more. And that's why essentially our universe is away from the Big Bang universe by a couple universes. But the reason it's most predominantly traveled to by the Big Bang universe is because the Serpent of Time didn't take a straight path between each universe. It actually took different paths, not necessarily depending on how far it was. So it is a direct path from the Great Serpent of Time to Earth if you go through the Big Bang universe across the Great Serpent of Time to Earth. But they are a couple universes apart physically, but because of the Great Serpent of Time and Time Warp and all that weird stuff that exists around the Great Serpent of Time, it is actually, not physically, but in terms of travel time, the closest universe to the Big Bang universe. Do you have any other questions?
No. Well, that's all for today. If you have any questions, ask them at beanieboolaw@gmail.com. Bye!
Bye, see you next week.
Bye, see you next week.